Republicans sweep the House. I only want to spend 10 minutes on this. The Republicans sweep and win control of the House as projected by Newsweek and other publications. Check it out.
Back now with major breaking news and a race call to announce this evening. Decision Desk HQ can now project that Republicans will keep control of the House of Representatives. That means they will have at least 218 seats, Democrats at 209. So still another 10 or 11 seats to call. This is enormous. That means Republicans will control the House, the Senate,
and the presidency,
and the White House. It will have a major impact on how Donald Trump will be able to govern, has a major pick in terms of who he is able to pick for his cabinet, from how the Senate will confirm those cabinet picks. Also a major influence on what kind of legislation he can get through, with Republicans now controlling the House of Representatives. That means a Republican majority leader in the Senate and now a Republican Speaker of the House when Donald Trump takes office on January 20th. Thanks for watching.
So let me pivot for a second and also use some other sources in order to justify what's going on over there. This is also from News Nation.
Chris Cuomo here. Welcome to News Nation. Decision Desk HQ, our polling watching partner, can now say that the GOP will take control of the House of Representatives and therefore all of Congress. Now, why aren't you hearing this everywhere? Because News Nation once again has called it first. The real question is why. Again, DDHQ has been on its game. And just as important, unlike a lot of other outlets, News Nation has no preference in the outcome as long as it is accurate and fair. So there's nothing for us to wait for. If this is what it is, this is what it is. So now let's talk about what it will mean for you, me, and our entire country. With both houses, President-elect Trump will likely be able to get legislation through. Now, as we've seen in the past, a president with both houses can get one, maybe two major pieces done, okay? Then the midterms come, which have been historically punitive to the sitting president. But these days, who knows what happens? But here's what we do know, okay? While it will take time for Democrats and dissatisfied voters to process the loss, that's not really unusual, especially when it came as a surprise, which it did to many here. They're going to have to move through blame, all these hollow hindsight reckonings. That's their fate for now. That shouldn't be our focus. Our focus should be forward. Trump and co. must be forward focused, focused on what they will do to help as many as they can in this country and abroad.
So what this means, and we need to rewind back to 2016, 17, 18, 19. What this means is that he doesn't have the same handcuffs on him that he had back in 2016, 17, and 18, right? Back in those years, what you've seen and experienced from the Trump administration with all of his successes and everything that he did in order to continue to overcome everything that he had to experience when it came to legislating on behalf of the American people is now removed out of his way, and he can absolutely positively exact what his vision is. And so when these people are campaigning, I'll give you an example. Kamala Harris campaigned on getting things through the House in order to reinstall Roe v. Wade. It was nonsense. It was BS. You know why? And Trump said it. He said it during their debate. He said, listen, she can say all of this stuff about what her beliefs are, or, you know, getting all of this information that she says that speaks to your emotions. But the reality is she'll never be able to get it passed through legislation because she won't control the Senate. She won't control the House, and Congress will never approve it. He said it flat out. And while everybody was so focused on whether or not somebody's demeanor or things was happening the way that they thought that it was supposed to happen, they weren't paying attention to the true details. And they really need, a lot of people actually need to take civics 101 before they start to vote. I believe that people need to take civics, a civics class. They need to understand and really be able to recite different parts of the Constitution before they're able to vote, because the problem with this voting process and the reason that they don't want to require this is because it would then educate you too much and you would walk away. I believe that most people will walk away from the Democratic plantation and these liberal agendas that's being spewed to you that then jogs your emotion. And that's why the Democrats ultimately say, hey, get people to register to vote. That's in these Democratic strongholds like the Chicago's and New York's and the Los Angeles's and the D.C.'s. Because the more informed you become, the more you'll be able to make a better decision that's in the best interest of your family. And ultimately, you'll be able to decide also what's down ballot and not just who's on the national ticket. So just as important was for him to win the Senate, for him to win the House, and he doesn't have the same level of restrictions on him when they would not fund him, when they would not give him the resources, when they would not support him at the border, when they fought him tooth and nail on his tariffs, that they then wind up leaving in place during the Biden and Kamala Harris administration. Now he has unprecedented ability to exact what he's promised us during his campaign and say, well, listen, we can get this stuff through. We don't have any excuses. Now, there's another side to that. All right. It's another side to that. We don't have any excuses to be able to take care of business and push these three things through. So I'm not expecting within the first 2 to 3 years for everything to just be awesome because he has to fix so much of what happened over the last 3.5 years. However, what I am expecting is for things to actually go swimmingly to put into place, setting up what is going to be beneficial to us long term, and then hopefully allowing for that to leapfrog into whoever it is going to run for president of the United States of America next, such as a J.D. Vance. So we should be feeling the effects of greatness throughout the presidency, and it should ultimately be going up like this because they now have control and the ability to be able to pass through legislation without all of the same restrictions that he experienced in 2016, 17, and 18. You see what I'm saying?
Already.
No
President-elect Trump is sounding like former Trump too often, talking about the past and matters that just simply don't matter. I know the media, or really social media, feeds off this, but our real needs get starved as a result. The conversation collapses into this stupid blame game of who can say the most obnoxious thing. I don't believe that. Well, but, you know, Trump is Trump, and he says things that, you know, I don't want to hear that anymore. It's not enough for us right now. This is Donald Trump's last time to serve, and he needs to be about more than going after Anthony Scaramucci for what he says on some morning cable show. Yes, I heard all the buzz about this. I didn't reply online because it's nonsense. There is no interview with me and Anthony Scaramucci that led to his getting fired. There's a whole story to why he got fired. It had nothing to do with me or us being, you know, Italian friends. It's just a waste of time. The only interesting thing about it is how much younger I was just a few years ago. This is what life can do to you. So forget about the past. Forget about the drama. What legislation will you advance? Immigration? Tax and regulation cuts?
Yep.
Might this administration try to do them together? Today, especially today, we are reminded about why our president has to be more than the tweeter in chief. There is awesome responsibility. There is awesome need to take care of us. And
a lot of times Chris wants to act like he doesn't have a personal vendetta or, hey, listen, we're just completely objective about this whole thing. I don't believe that. I believe that he has bias. As you can see, he wanted to bring that up instead of just speaking to the fact that the GOP controls all three branches of government. Instead of speaking to that, he wants to make it personal and insert his own personal beefs into it. First, he wanted to preface the conversation by saying, well, listen, we can call it because we're completely objective and we're not picking a side. And then he adds in this extra caveat to make it because he wants to justify what he's feeling so that he then can say, hey, you on a clock. Y'all need to make sure that y'all get stuff done. Shut up, man. He ain't even in the office yet. He don't even take office until January 20th. He don't even take office until January 20th. He's already getting stuff done, already named chief of staff, already named the border czar, already taking care of business. And Chris is feeling butthurt at the fact that Trump called him out for a previous interview. Come on, Chris, get over yourself And if it wasn't a thing, then you wouldn't have brought it up.
Those who take care of us. Today, we say thank you, right? To the men and women who are serving and have served our veterans. America is not what she is or how she is regarded around the world without you men and women. Our service men and women and their families matter. They deserve honor and attention, and not just today. There is a need for a focus on them in this new administration. Here's the good news. Unemployment for veterans, reportedly at a historic low, lower than the rest of society. But they do have higher rates of mental health problems, issues that can go untreated. 17 a day die by suicide, the number one gun crime in America. That number is 50% higher than the rest of society. And while the
and I wonder why that's happening under this particular administration, but we're going to get there.
Current administration helped the situation. There is still a large portion of homeless veterans in this country. So those who risked everything for us may get our attention today, but there's a lot more we need to give back to them every other day of.
And I think that Trump is absolutely a man of the people. He honors our military. He loves what's going on, but they are going to be on the clock once January 20th starts. And so now that we've removed all of the excuses, I'm going to be just as objective, even though I am a heavy supporter of the Trump administration. I think that he did a phenomenal job during his campaign. He did a phenomenal job while he was previously in office. And I think that he's going to do even better this time because he knows more. He has the right people around him. He also controls all three branches of government, and we can actually get legislation passed. I think that is going to look very good. And once people experience greatness, that the midterms is going to go in the same favor as the Republicans also. And so I'm looking forward to this administration doing some great things.